Welcome to One Girl in All the World, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy super fan.
Kimmy, Buffy newbie.
You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube, and Instagram with new episodes on Tuesdays. So we are just two bad girls watching Buffy this week.
Ashley and I were definitely not bad girls. We weren't in high school. Shh. And we aren't now.
Hush, hush. The lore. You can make up your own lore about yourself. So
like, two shoes right here.
I know, for real. So we are just buddies with Faith and Buffy being bad girls. That even doesn't even sound like a natural come out of my mouth. I'm like, that doesn't even sound right. So what did you think about this episode?
Again, it was interesting. Not an amazing episode, but again, not like a bad episode.
You're fairly neutral on it.
I gave it a decent rating, actually. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I think it does, again, hindsight for me, it does serve a greater purpose this episode because something really serious happens in it, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
Faith kills someone. Yes. And that just is not, that's not going to go away. That's not just going to disappear.
Well, and also it looks like they're foreshadowing, they're bringing things up that are going to happen, like something to do with the mayor that was all weird stuff going on, ascension or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious to know what they're going to do with that. And then like at the very end of the episode, when that creepy Jabba the Hutt guy was like,
Balthazar,
right? When he said, rises, you wish I killed you all. It's like, although I feel like we get that a lot. So I don't know.
Well, we've crested the wave. This is episode 14. So, you know, we're starting to like chug towards the season finale. So things have to start happening now. With the season finale in mind. So
things are going in motion.
That's definitely happening in this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bad Girls originally aired on February 9th, 1999, written by Douglas Petrie and directed by Michael Lang. And the synopsis is, a taste of the wildlife leaves Buffy wanting more. And while Sunnydale is being inhabited by a long dead demon and his vampire minions, Buffy follows Faith into her irresponsible world of reckless slaying abandon. Meanwhile, Giles fights to maintain his sanity in the face of the pompous and stuffy new watcher, while Willow, Xander, and Oz ponder their options for life after high school. That's right. We get Wesley in this episode. I forgot. I don't know how.
Yeah. Wesley Wyndham Price.
Wesley Wyndham Price. I love Wesley. Okay. Well, we'll get to him. Okay. So again, as usual, we start the episode off in a graveyard where Buffy and... Well, Faith is attempting to have some girl talk mid-fight with these two demons. And
what kind of girl talk is this? She's just flabbergasted that Buffy's never slept with Xander.
Yeah, he's there.
How could you have not slept with him? He's your friend.
Yeah.
It's just a means to an end.
Yeah. Faith is like, you both have interconnecting parts. Like, so why haven't you done this? Like, you know what I mean? There's a slot and like he has the male end. Like, why? Yeah, it's exactly. Like, why are you not doing this? Like, for her, that's like, that's as far as you need to think about it.
Yeah.
Buffy's like, obviously no.
Yeah.
I love Xander, but I don't love Xander. Cause for Buffy at this point in her life, like she has to love someone to do that. And Faith's like, I don't care.
Well, also, I feel like even if Buffy were to get to a point where she didn't need to love somebody to do that, I still have a feeling she would keep her close friends as close friends and not mix.
Right.
I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, and she does mention that she thinks it ruins friendships to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just puts a lot of pressure on things.
I mean, it didn't ruin Willow and Xander's friendship, but...
They didn't have sex, though, right?
No, they didn't, but they got involved, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe that's the line, I guess. So they're fighting these two vampires that are kind of look like, there's three total vampires. There's two vampires, they stake them, and then Buffy...
Some weird...
Because there's like another one.
Warrior looking guy?
Yeah, there's another one, and they like consent that they're there. And Buffy's like, okay, we're going to count to three. And Faith jumps the gun, she gets to like two, and Faith just like jumps into the fray. And Buffy's like, we're just going to have to like jump into the fight now.
And this is like the whole, like this happens continuously the whole episode. Like Buffy's trying to plan and be prepared and Faith just doesn't bother with any of that. She's just
flies by the seat of her pants.
Yeah. Which isn't, great, as we learn.
Yeah. So that vampire is basically like a knight. Kind of looks like a knight.
Yep.
And he has like two swords. Yeah, a long and a short sword. And he gets staked, and then they go to find, they're like, oh, that seemed like weird. We should take those weapons to Giles, because that he seemed special, or like an outlier of like the vampire. So that could mean something. But the weapons aren't there. So we definitely get from this scene that like Faith is like way too spontaneous. I wouldn't even say that. I wrote reckless. That down, but that's,
she's reckless.
I was like, spontaneous isn't the right word. She is extremely reckless. And she's way too obsessed with the killing and the fighting and the violence.
Yes.
So we go to the mayor's office.
I can see why these slayers need watchers to keep them in line a little bit.
Yeah.
Also like, okay, sorry, really quickly.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be introducing to Buffy's new watcher soon. How on earth did she get a new watcher before Faith?
Yeah. And Faith is like the official, like she's like the first line, right?
Right.
Because Faith was like the last one called.
Yeah. Cause Buffy died.
Yeah. So according to like the council. Yeah. Yeah. So according to like the council, you think that they're all their energy would be on Faith, not Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's not called Faith the Vampire Slayer, so I guess you have to focus on Buffy.
That's right.
So we go to the mayor's office, and we see that Mr. Trick had was there lurking around, I guess, in the graveyard, because he has the weapons.
He has the swords, yep.
And he gives them to the mayor and says that, you know, we've been kind of seeing these guys around a bit more. Yep. But before they get into that, the mayor is usually, you know, he has his own thing going on. He's talking about how he's talking about the comic strip that he's reading called The Family Circus.
Oh, yes.
I had never heard of the Family Circus before. What? I looked it up.
Really?
No.
Wait, am I too old for this?
I don't know. It was started in 1960, and I think it's still going today.
Oh, okay, because like I feel like, my parents got the Sunday newspaper.
Yeah.
I'd always, they were in the comics.
And then, so then Mr. Trick says he likes Marmaduke.
Marmaduke. Better,
which I agree. I know Marmaduke.
Marmaduke is good. Okay. Did you know Kathy?
No. Yeah, then Alan says, I liked Kathy.
That was so funny. And that voice you just did just makes me think of Kathy, actually.
And they look at him like, no, wrong answer. That's not a cool comic to like. And he's like,
I mean, it was cool in his own way, but for boys, it wasn't as cool.
Yeah. So he says that like he's trying to like get in on the conversation, like bond. And they're like, no. Wrong answer. And he's
mean
like,
boys. Oh. They're just mean boys.
And he's kind of, okay. Like, mm-hmm. So so they get back on the topic of the vampires, and they keep saying that there's more of these like kind of knight type vampires around. Yep. And the mayor is like, okay, that's fine. Like, we'll keep an eye on it, but we can't get anything away of the dedication.
Yeah.
The dedication is coming up. And that leads to the ascension.
Right. And then I'm like, what is going on?
Which is going to be
a higher plane.
Yeah. It's going to be 100 days after the dedication. So the dedication happens in this episode. So in 100 days, then the ascension is going to happen. So there's like steps that he's taking.
Okay.
And he's like, just feed this info to the slayers. Make sure they like know that these guys are around. But we'll just let them deal with each other.
Well, and with any luck, they'll kill each other.
Yeah. Like, we'll just turn them against each other. Like, let them deal with it. Because I'm focused on the dedication. And I don't want to deal with this other stuff. So we go to the credits. We come back to the student lounge. And we see that Willow has gotten early acceptances from colleges.
To everywhere.
Harvard, Yale, Wesleyan. Yeah. So we'd have heard of them.
I've heard of Harvard and Yale. I didn't hear of the other one. What was
I've heard of Wesleyan. I've heard of it, but I like don't know. Like, I don't know much about it. But Oz is wearing an Eater shirt. A shirt that says Eater. Which is a English punk rock band.
Oh.
Like a band shirt.
Nice.
Xander is actually really funny in this scene. Because he's like, I'm not going to get anything from these colleges. They're just going to write like a rejection letter in crayon. And Oz says, I think they're typing them now. And he's like, okay. I do like when he's like, I can't remember exactly the.
Something about appliance repair and hotel management.
Yeah. And he's like, but I'm still waiting for like a response from like the hot dog emporium or corn dog emporium.
Poor Xander.
It is. Poor Xander. He has no hope for himself. So he is just a no hopes for college. And Cordy comes over, like, previously just to be mean. And her
She's
and Xander
so mean.
Snipe at each other. Yeah. As they do. I feel like that, like after Xander and Cordy broke up, I feel like Cordy has no point anymore. Like she just shows up to be mean. Like her and Xander argue, and then she just leaves. She has no point in the show anymore.
That's interesting. That's good. Yeah.
Good. Like once she was taken out of their like circle, mm-hmm. because she slowly worked her way in by getting involved in like whatever.
Yeah, she was starting to be friends with them.
Whatever horror thing was happening. Mm-hmm. And then she became friends with them. And then like the Xander thing happened. And then she was like literally part of the group.
Yeah.
And then she's like distracted herself. But which of course you would. But story-wise, she has like no point now. Like unless they can find a way to put her back in, I don't see. Like right now, the last like three episodes, more than that, she just comes in, fights with Xander maybe two times an episode and leaves. Like that's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, she has like no point right now.
And then she says something about at least my father has a job.
Yeah, he says that she's gonna. You have to worry about college. You're gonna open up your own like line of hooker wear. Mm-hmm. And she says something along the lines of, "Oh, you know, I'd like to dress more like you, Xander, but my dad actually has a job." So wow,
these so two, mean.
These two are like she. I mean, she was said she was in love with him. You know, he liked her. We don't know that he loves her, but yeah,
I think he
does. This is where they've disintegrated to.
Yeah.
So Buffy talks about, they go back to talking about college, and Buffy's like, you know what? I have to pass this chem test, or I am not going anywhere. And she agrees to go over to Willow's that night and study, but she has to meet Giles now in the library. And Willow says, yeah, Giles was looking for you. And she's like, oh, was something wrong? She's like, he definitely looked better. And we cut to the library and we find out why. So in the library, we see that the new watcher, Buffy's new watcher, is there, Wesley Wyndham Price.
And he's kind of like a puppy.
Yeah, he's like a young Giles, to be honest. Like, he's very much like Giles when we first met him, mm-hmm. I feel like in season one.
That's true, actually. And so, Giles looks so unimpressed.
Yeah, he's just eye rolling. Because
he's over before it began.
Yeah, yes, he is. So Buffy comes in and they get introduced, and he is really not feeling it, and she's just not feeling having a new watcher. And Giles, of course, is still there because he's the librarian, so he's still involved, even though he's not supposed to be involved in her slaying, but he is obviously in the library. That's his job. And yeah, Wesley is this very nerdy. Mm-hmm. He's like very by the book watcher.
Very confident also.
Very confident. I didn't get this job because of my looks, you know.
Obviously.
He's like, no kidding. And yeah, so he immediately is like, okay, let's get started. So he has, because they have watcher diaries where they like have to record everything, which we haven't really gotten in, really gotten into that a little bit. But Wesley's like, okay, like talk me through your patrol. And then she kind of is kind of talking to Giles.
Well, I think like this whole interaction was hilarious because she didn't shake his hand. She like settles in next to Giles and they have the same posture basically while Wesley's kind of walking around. Mm-hmm. And she kind of like looks to Giles a lot to like, can I answer this? Is he evil? Are we sure he's not evil? Like, I'm going to give one more answers. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just so funny. If there's anything like important, when she says it about like the vampires with like the swords and stuff, she turns to Giles to say it. Mm-hmm. She just has like jewels. They had like jewels on them and stuff. Like she turns to Giles to say it.
Wesley was like, the swords, one long, one short. She's like, and pointy.
Both pointy. Giles is like, that sounds familiar. But immediately,
Wesley
knows. Yeah. Knows who they are. And it says the El Illuminati.
Yeah.
15th century duelist cult. They became acolytes to Balthazar, who is now dead. Apparently, supposedly now dead. And that his amulet that gave him power, they think that those acolytes of his are probably looking for the amulet for, for a keepsake or sentimental value or something. Like, why would he do that? A wealthy landowner named Gleaves took it, and he's probably was buried with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's very certain that the remaining Illuminati are gonna look for, but he's like, the amulet poses no threat. Mm-hmm. I immediately was just like, that's weird.
You're like, I know better than that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I did. And like he's just so certain, and it's just like, okay, that doesn't sound right, but whatevs.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, Buffy, you should just go get it anyway. You should get it before them. And he's like, aren't you? She's kind of like, I am going to get it. And he says, are you used to getting orders? She's like, well, Giles tells me to send me on a mission. He says, please.
And he gives
and then I get
cookie.
And after I get a cookie.
That's so funny.
The way she says it is so funny. Yeah. And Faith comes in.
Oh yeah. And well, she walks in. She sees the new watcher and she's like, I'm out.
Yeah, new watcher, out. And turns around to walks away. So Giles kind of talks Buffy into go after her, try to bring her back in the fold. And when Buffy leaves, Giles, did you notice like Giles and Wesley both take their glasses off and start cleaning them at the same time?
In the same way. Yeah. They have very similar mannerisms.
It's funny, like, because when we first saw Giles in the first season, he was very buttoned up like that. And even like physically, if you look at these two, Giles's tie is like, he doesn't have a coat on. His like waistcoat is open. Like his vest is open. His tie isn't tight. And Wesley is very much buttoned up with the whole suit. And I feel like that's how Giles was in the beginning.
Giles is becoming more American.
Yeah, he's getting more slovenly, like us Americans. Okay, so we go to the quad and Buffy catches up with Faith. And she's kind of saying like, hey, you know, we have to like listen to this guy. And even though I know he's nerdy and everything, but Faith is like, why? Why do we have to listen to him?
Yeah.
We're the chosen two.
Nobody should be the boss of us, basically.
Yeah, like we can rule the world and nobody can tell us what to do.
They also have this funny conversation about like, Faith is trying to ask Buffy, like, do you not enjoy being a slayer? Like, do you not enjoy killing? Do you not enjoy like the rush violence. And all that?
Yeah.
And then she, if you're not enjoying it, you're doing something wrong. I just thought that was funny.
And Buffy's like hesitant to answer, but then she's like, no, but you can tell there's like some Buffy, there's something there.
I mean, I think that's probably part of their makeup.
Yeah, if that's what she
absolutely
says.
Absolutely hated it, then they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, she says like this is what we were made for.
Yeah, exactly.
Faith is basically like, hey, you go do the mission and I'll copy your homework. So she sends Buffy to the grave by herself. Okay. So we're at the Gleaves crypt in the graveyard and Buffy just goes in there. She's opening a few of the like crypts, like caskety things, like the stone like caskets.
Cement ones, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one, she sees the person, there is an amulet around its neck and she's about to grab it. But then she like hears all this commotion outside that there's like vampires coming in. So she jumps into the first one that she checked and like pulls it close. So she's hiding. So all of those vampires come in that are like the night vampires. They take the amulet and they leave. And Faith shows up and Buffy comes out and she's like, oh, you know, I was just hiding from all these vampires because it was like 6-1. So I had to hide. And Faith walks outside to follow them, even though Buffy's like, whoa, 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 whoa. We can't just like run after them. Like even with you, we're way outnumbered.
It's still 6-2.
Yeah. And she sees them jump into like a manhole, like into the sewers.
And Faith is about to go run and jump after them.
Yeah. Faith's like, what? You're just gonna have to come after me or I'll die.
She's the worst.
Yeah. So she jumps in and Buffy's like, okay, I guess I have to go in there now. And so she jumps into the manhole. And for very, like, this must have been added for time because there's literally no point to it. At the library, we get a quick scene of Wesley looking at Giles' Watcher diaries and kind of like his first impressions of Buffy when he met her.
Oh, yeah.
It's Willful, funny, but. Insolent. And then he's saying, you know, Giles is saying Buffy should be back by now. And Wesley says, according to my like mission something, she should be back in 1 minute. Like, okay, dude. Obviously very wrong because we go right to the sewers and Buffy and Faith are like in the middle of this huge fight.
Yeah, and they're like outnumbered. They're surrounded.
Very outnumbered. Faith kind of gets cornered and so she can't help Buffy when another one of the vampires puts Buffy in, like in a puddle. Kind of the same thing happened with the master. He puts her head in there and it's holding her down.
I had flashbacks. I can only imagine how she felt. I was just like, oh, that's so traumatic.
So she's struggling. He's trying to drown her and she stops struggling.
Oh.
And he pulls away, and then we see like that one. There's one of the swords is in the bottom of the little puddle or whatever it is, and then she like jumps up and grabs it, and Liz like, okay. She's like, oh, I think she says, oh, I hate it when they try to drown me, or I hate it when they drown me.
Yeah, I hate it when they drown me.
It would have been such a missed opportunity if they didn't. Like, obviously, we have to like nod to the fact that she's been drowned, and you know, she's drowned once before. So Buffy's like really getting into it now. And
she's mad.
Yeah, they're taking them down, and then they get the amulet off of one of the guys, one of the vampires. So they have the amulet. And well, Buffy's like, go ahead.
Moonface like, tell me you didn't get off on this. And Buffy's like, it didn't suck.
Yeah, she's like slowly being like, maybe there's something to this, you know? So at the library, Buffy debriefs Wesley/Giles on the patrol, the cult, and that Giles asks if she's okay. And when she appreciates Giles asking, because Wesley didn't ask at all. He's just like, he's just interested in the amulet. And Buffy has a test. She has to go take that chem test. Oh, and before she's going to leave, Wesley tries to be like, hey, don't forget, like, I'm your watcher, not Giles anymore. So the only thing you have to talk to Giles about is like overdue book fees. And she's like, completely ignores him and tells Giles, we'll talk later. And he's like, okay.
I like that.
And then when he leaves, he's like, you know what? Wesley says, Giles, you know, you're not helping me. You're not being a help. And Giles says, I'm just sick about it.
Chemistry class.
We're going to
take a test. And this is the part of the episode where I'm like, is there something weird going on?
Yeah.
Because Buffy's like talking during class when they're supposed to be taking tests, when the teacher just said no talking. And she's talking to Willow about the fight last night. And she's like going on and on and on. And then like Willow's basically trying to get her to stop talking. And then she turns around.
Even Xander.
She turns to Xander and Xander's like, no. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, she gets in trouble with the teacher. The teacher tells her to stop talking, but she keeps turning around.
She keeps going. I can't believe the teacher didn't get her in trouble again. Oh my God.
She's just like, I think, really like hyped up. Like, this is like a little like drug she's gotten a little bit of a taste of. You know what I mean? So she like wants to like talk about it.
She's done it before. This isn't new or anything.
Yeah, but I think there was a lot of her self-imposed, it's not okay to enjoy this.
Maybe. Okay.
And Faith kind of gave her permission to like explore that, I think, a little bit.
Okay. Speaking of Faith opens the window to class.
And she's like, hey, you busy?
She draws a little heart on the window.
With a stake and puts a stake in it. Like, hey, you want to run out of here? So Buffy's like, okay, I'm just going to leave this class.
She just jumps out the window with
Faith. And there's something. Like, and something that we also like need to like point out before Buffy flies the coop here is that because she was running around Faith last night, she didn't go to Willow's.
So oh,
she
yeah,
didn't show up
right.
at Willow's. So just putting that out there.
So that wasn't cool. So could you imagine ever doing this in high school? Like, not just cutting class, but like getting up in the middle of class and hightailing it out a window?
Yeah.
And the teacher can see you?
No.
What?
No. That's absolutely so not. But Faith tells her that she found a vampire nest.
Yes.
So during the day, they're obviously all in there and they're going to go and exterminate them. So at the nest.
Buffy's like, well, it's like it's daytime, so we don't have to rush. But Faith wants to.
Yeah, she wants to go fight.
She wants to use a flamethrower that she found or has or something.
Faith. So at the nest, you see all the vampires sleeping, and then all of a sudden the door just bursts in. Like, they just come in, like, guns a-blazing, and, like, the vampires are catching on fire because the sun's coming in. And, yeah, they just go crazy. They just go nuts, like, just killing them.
Yeah.
And then it just, obviously this went an all-day event, because then they end up just in the bronze, dancing. So this has turned into, like, all-day.
Dancing very sensually together.
Yes, and then there's, like, three guys also dancing with them.
And but, yeah, like, and they're, like, fine with it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why I thought, like, I don't know why if I thought at this point, like, the amulet had some sort of weird power over them or something, but nope.
No, I think Buffy just
bad girl
had a taste of something that she had kind of been repressing or thought it was bad, no pun intended, like, to feel like there was some positive, she got some positive feeling out of, like, the violence and stuff.
This is just over the top, though. There's a middle ground.
Mm-hmm. She's also a teenager. So she just, you know, getting a little drunk on the whole concept.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So Angel comes and she just like jumps into his arms. He's like, oh, you were making friends. Like, I thought you were making friends. He's comfortable with this.
She's like, they're boys. I like you.
Yeah. And he says that Balthazar is probably alive. He thinks he's alive. He's hurt. And that he's held up at a packing warehouse. Mm. And that, you know, that the amulet, you have to like find the amulet and hide it. And she's like, oh, I already got it. But I like don't have it with me. Cause when Wesley shows up and sits by her and he's like, if you, when you leave to slay, you need to leave me a number where I can contact you.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, it's whispering because the angel's there. He doesn't know anything about Angel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Wesley, she's like, oh, I know where the amulet is. And it's like she just reaches into Wesley's coat pocket.
Oh, yes, coat pocket is inside coat pocket.
He's just walking around with it. And so she gives it to Angel so he can protect it.
That does seem pretty dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Wesley still thinks it's useless, I guess.
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay. So Angel's the one that's be like, do you know how dangerous it is walking around with this?
Yeah.
But I guess as far as Wesley knows so far, it's just a piece of jewelry at this point. Right. But people still are looking for it. So it is stupid to have it on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want it even if it's got no power, they want it regardless and they will probably kill you to get it. So yeah, it was stupid of him. So Buffy takes Faith. So she goes back on the dance floor and takes Faith and they go to the packing warehouse. And they kind of can spy on what's happening without being seen. And I just put, ew. Because we see
I put Jabba the Hutt question.
Yeah, very much a la Jabba the Hutt. So it's this big, fleshy, morbidly obese demon with like
sitting in a tub or something?
Yeah,
or
sitting in like a round tub.
And someone has to like keep him
moist,
yes.
Just with keeps water. like a ladle. Just has to keep dumping it on him. Just to keep him lathered up.
Whoa. It's gross. Yeah, it's super gross.
Keep him hydrated.
This is one of the yuckiest demons I've seen.
Oh yeah, by far for me. So they're keeping him moist, and so all of his little minions are there, and they're kind of reporting that like they had the amulet, but then the Slayer got it, and he's not really happy with this explanation. He like has this power to like pull, like it's kind of like telekinesis, but it's not. You can like see the power that he can like pull objects or people. We didn't see Doom doing objects, but he pulls someone to him, like the guy that had the amulet, and he kills him because he failed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells the rest of the he killed one of them, and then the Buffy and Faith obviously are like watching him. They're like, okay. Mm-hmm. Buffy says, we need to go back to the library. Like, we need weapons.
Faith wants to just go in guns a blazing again.
Yeah. Buffy's like, whoa.
But she manages to talk Faith in.
She's like, we need weapons. We need to go back to the library.
They have no power.
Faith sees that across the street, that's the Meyer Sports and Tackle store. She's like, oh, okay, we'll go over there. So Faith just breaks into this like sporting goods store and just starts smashing the place up, stealing the weapons. Because they have, like, hunting stuff and everything.
Yeah.
So they have, like, a crossbow and, like, not big knives and stuff like that. And Buffy's she's uncomfortable, you can tell. But she's not saying, we can't do this. We can't do this. And
she even finds something she likes that she wants.
And kind of Faith's mantras is want, take, have. That's, like, her thing. She says that's, like, what she lives by. Want, take, have. And so Buffy also breaks some of the glass display cases and like finds a big knife. Mm-hmm. And while they're doing all that, obviously like a silent alarm went off or something because the cops show up.
Yep.
And they get arrested.
So in the back of a cop car.
Yeah, they're getting taken in.
So they're being arrested. And Faith is like, well, the world's not going to get saved if we're arrested. So she talks Buffy into breaking out of the police car. Oh my God.
By making it crash.
Yes. And hurting the officers, although we do see that they're okay at least. Because Buffy's like, we should call an ambulance. And Faith's like, nah.
Yeah, she's like, you know that noise you made? Five people have called an ambulance already. But you do see them. They're like, kind of like,
yeah.
You know, they're not dead. We definitely make sure we know that. They haven't killed them. So, yeah, they take a – Faith is like, come on, come on. Buffy's kind of, like, hesitating.
Of course.
But eventually she does leave with her.
Yeah.
So the next day at Buffy's house, we see Buffy's up really early, and she has the newspaper, and she's looking for news of those cops, freaking obviously. Out.
Yeah, and I don't think she sees anything. She flips the whole thing.
Yeah, we never see. So whether she saw something or not, we don't know. And Joyce is there talking about waffles.
Waffles.
Really, nothing –
no, it was kind of a weird conversation.
No point to have. It's like, we have to have Joyce in here.
It was
contract, like for contract, like reasons. We have to have Joyce in this episode, I feel like. And like, so we're going to have her talk about waffles for about 60 seconds. And then Same thing with Cordelia. I feel like right now they're like, legally, we have to have her in so many episodes, like, because she's a series regular. And so she has to be in every episode, or at least a majority of episodes. So we have to put her in, come in to fight with Xander.
That's what it was. Okay.
I mean, probably not for Joyce, because she's a guest star. But Cordelia, probably. Okay. You can only be out of, like, so many episodes if you're... Because she's in the credits. Like, so she's a regular.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we go to the mayor's office, and we see the mayor meeting with a group of Boy Scouts, like getting very a nice little
photo op,
being like, oh yeah, like save a s'more for me, have fun at the camping trip or whatever. And then he immediately goes like back to his normal nefarious self, and has Trick come out, because obviously they had the blinds open, everything, so they make everything dark so Mr. Trick can come back out. And he goes to like his, we've seen a few times, him go to that like cabinet in his office that has with like
the weird stuff in it,
balls and all kinds of weird things. And he opens it, and all of a sudden, that one of those like night vampires is in there, yep, and attacks him with
just
one of
jumps
the
out.
Jumps out, attacks him, and almost kills him. But Trick kind of just knocks the vampire out. Yeah, knocks the vampire out. And I'm like, why did the vampire wait in there? Why didn't he just come out at some other point? He could have, like, what, does he care that there's Boy Scouts in there? Like, why didn't he just?
Was it the light?
Yeah, I just realized that. Yeah.
Waiting for the light.
Yeah, good point. He's saved by Mr. Trick, and he tells him to lock him up. So don't kill him, just lock him up somewhere for a rainy day. So at the packing warehouse, Balthazar is still really pissed off.
You say it's been 100 years since his enemies crippled him, and he needs his amulet.
So he tells them to bring the Watchers to them, because they'll know, and kill the Slayers. Like, just kill them if they get in your way. So in Buffy's room, Willow and Buffy are hanging out. And Willow made a little protection pouch spell for Buffy to wear. And she made it smell nice. She made it smell like lavender.
That was cute, yeah.
And, of course, you know, the gang usually, like, goes into these type of situations together and fights together, as you've seen them do. And Buffy doesn't want Willow to join for this one.
She says it's too dangerous.
Yeah. But obviously it feels like there's something else going on here. Mm-hmm. And Willow definitely like does not pass Willow up.
Willow
like,
is not, her feelings are hurt for sure.
Yeah. And it's because Faith comes in, is like ready to go. And she's like, yeah, like, oh yeah. Okay. We'll hang out later. And Willow's like, yeah, I'll get my stuff and I'll head out. And then after they leave, Buffy kind of like wants to say more, but doesn't know what to say. So she leaves. And then Willow just like says like her, like she like looks at her little pouch, just like stupid. Like, I'm not a Slayer. Like, I'm trying to be involved, and it's just a stupid little protection spell.
Aww.
Yeah. So poor Willow. And Buffy leaves with Faith. Okay. So this is where things start getting crazy. So they're walking through an alley, and Faith actually had went back for those weapons.
She has a longbow.
Yeah, she went back for those weapons, and pretty much immediately they get attacked by those.
They get jumped.
Yeah, by the night vamps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
The Illuminati.
So at the library, Wes and, because he eventually gets called Wes, Wesley and Giles start just squabbling about him being a Watcher, and like how, you know, stuff that's happened was like embarrassing to the council, and like they're just kind of like squabbling at each other, and Giles is very like defensive of it and everything. But then those vamp knights show up, and they're like, oh shit. So they just showed up at the library, because we know Balthazar sent them to get the Watchers. And it's funny, I think he said the Watchers, didn't he? He said plural, didn't he?
Oh yeah,
he how did. Would he know? That's interesting.
Oh yeah, he's definitely said that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking
maybe we'll see us. The Slayers.
Yeah, because how would he know there's more than Watcher? Maybe he has somebody watching them? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, so we're back in the alley, and they're fighting. It's kind of confusing. It's dark. And go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, so the mayor's assistant?
Yeah, the deputy mayor, Alan.
I don't know. Okay, Alan. So I don't know why he's there.
Because
he was supposed to keep an eye on things?
Maybe, yeah. The mayor probably sent him to be, you know, sniffing around to see what was going on. But he grabs Buffy, I believe, first. And Buffy, like, pulls away. And then Faith stakes him.
And before she stakes him, though, Buffy's like, wait.
Buffy realizes right before that it's a human. It's not a vampire. And she says, Faith, no, but it's
Too late. She says no. Yeah.
Yeah. And she stakes him. And then she realizes, like, he's not a vampire. Like, he just starts bleeding and, like, falling off up against a dumpster. And it's like, clutching his chest.
Yeah.
And Faith is seemed, like, really shocked. And says, like, I didn't know. I didn't know it wasn't a vampire. And Buffy's doing her best to, like, stop the bleeding. She's like, we have to call an ambulance. And the guy just basically just dies pretty quickly. Yeah,
before they can do anything.
And Buffy's face, like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, her face is, like, horror. Like, absolutely horror-stricken. It's, like, she's so good at these, like, painful faces.
Yeah.
She's so good at that. And then Faith basically makes them run. And without knowing what else to do, Buffy does go as well. So for some reason, this kind of confused me. So they split up and Buffy runs into Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel says, you know, they have Giles, which kind of like snaps her out of like the whole Alan thing.
She has to go.
Yeah. She has to like, okay, now Giles is a priority.
But then Faith goes back to the
Buffy there. Yeah. Why? When like 2 minutes ago you were like, we have to leave. So she comes back to him and just kind of stares at him.
And well, yeah, it looks like she does feel really guilty.
Yeah. At least like shocked. Like, just can't believe that happened. So we go into the warehouse and Wes and Giles are there in front of Balthazar. And Balthazar is saying that he's going to kill them unless they say who has the amulet. And Wesley pretty much is like, I'll tell you who has it. But I didn't catch his name. And Giles is like, shut up. Don't say anything. And Wesley is very scared. Like Giles has been in this situation like 17 times.
Giles is very, he's sarcastic, I find.
Yeah.
Like I wrote a couple things down, but now I'm realizing I don't remember exactly. There were a little context. Like one thing he says is, well, thank God you're here. I was planning to panic. And then something about that would be your demon. You know, the dead one.
Yeah. The one you thought was dead, Wesley. I also like when he says something, Giles says something along the lines of, oh, if you want me to like wash those harder each places, just kill me now.
Yeah. I'd like to request you kill me now.
Yeah. Giles has had it as usual. He's had it. Mm. So basically Giles is trying to be strong, even though he's fed up, and Wesley would be happy to give up the information, but he actually doesn't know. Yeah. What person's name is. But eventually Angel shows up. He's like, his name is Angel.
And yeah.
Here I am.
Cheesy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Angel, Buffy, and Faith show up and they start fighting. Giles is able to start fighting as well.
Yeah, Giles fights too. And like, I call him NW New Watcher. He just cowers in the corner.
Yeah. He can't do much. Him. Yeah. He gets grabbed from like behind by a vampire and he's like, Mr. Giles, like help me. And Giles tells him to duck and then he just, whoosh, cuts the vampire's head off and saves Wesley.
Giles is pretty badass.
Yeah. So this whole time, Balthazar is like, this is unacceptable.
Oh, yeah. He just keeps yelling that.
And his little arms are like, it's really gross. It's horrible.
It's gross.
So gross. And so Buffy goes up like in the rafters or whatever and pulls down this big electrical cable and just like shoves it into the water and like electrifies him.
Oh, yeah, because, the creature grabs Angel and tries to kill him. Oh,
that's right. Sorry.
He grabs Angel with his weird telekinetic powers or whatever.
And yeah, that's him right.
Closer. And he grabs and his head and he's, like, going to squeeze it. And then Buffy's, like, frantically looking around and she sees this, like, power line that's not connected or whatever. And she just, she swoops down and into the water and boom.
Very important thing that I missed there. Thank you. Thanks for keeping us on track.
It electrocutes him.
Yeah.
And then, so we think he's dead, but he kind of slowly comes to a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like he says, when he rises, you'll wish I killed you all and then dies. And I'm like, what the? What's coming next?
Yeah. Like, what is he talking about? So that's nice and cryptic. And Buffy's like, I don't know what that's about. So at the mayor's office, we see the mayor doing his ritual, he's which like is the dedication.
Something in a weird language, a different
One of like one of those demonic languages,
Almost like a chant or something.
Yeah. And he's sitting on the floor with like a symbol in the middle of a symbol and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then
like a pentagram.
Yeah, kind of like a pentagram, something like that. Yeah. And then when he's done, like there's like a little bit of like an earthquake, kind of like things start shaking.
Something shakes. Yeah.
And so he's like,
they have this little demon in a cage.
Yeah. And when he's done, he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, oh, where's Alan? He's usually so punctual. I'm surprised he missed this.
Yeah.
Because he's dead in an alley.
Yeah.
Poor Alan. So yeah, so they still have that vampire, the night vampire in the cage. He's like, okay, like, let's let him out. And Trick's like, are you sure?
Yeah, this is...
Like, give him a sword. Give him a sword and let him out.
An interesting test.
Okay. And so they let the vampire out, and he comes right at him and splits his head open
in half
with the sword.
Boop.
Yeah, it's a very, like, liquid T2. You know what I mean? His head is, like, gaping open. Oops.
Yeah, and there's like, green liquid floating around.
And then it just goes back together. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, and then he checks, like, he has, like, a to-do list.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, become invincible. He's like, check.
So he's going to be invincible for the next 100 days, apparently. Yeah,
up until the ascension.
Yeah, officially whatever, starts the 100 days.
Yeah, whatever that
means. Nothing can harm him now.
For 100 days. Okay, so like, what the hell? I don't know. So we go to Faith's motel. Mm-hmm. And now that everything is dealt with Balthazar, Buffy has to like confront Faith about what happened. And she wants to discuss, like, what are we going to do? Like, eventually they're going to find the body. Like, we have to face this, what happened. And first, Faith is, like, going into, like, first denial. She's like, nothing happened. There's no body. She said, I weighted it and got rid of it.
Yeah.
She went and went back and disposed of the body.
No, and Buffy's trying to tell her, like, being a slayer is not the same as being a killer.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know what? We were saying, why did she go back? Because did Faith even go into the, I can't remember if she even went.
I didn't write her name anywhere. I don't think she did.
So that's what she was busy doing, I guess.
So she was getting rid of the body.
Yeah.
And she says she doesn't care.
Yeah. Buffy says she's showing no remorse.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just busy like cleaning the blood off her clothes. And Buffy's like, we have to face this. Like, just getting rid of the evidence doesn't change what happened. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you don't get it. I don't care.
Yeah.
And Buffy's like shocked. And that's like the ends on her face. Like just being like, you just said you don't care that you killed somebody, an innocent person. Yeah. And that's the end of the episode. So it ends on a big revelation there that Faith killed someone.
Yeah. I don't think she's being honest. I think she does care. Mm-hmm. I think she just isn't dealing with it right yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's in denial a little bit. Maybe she's, I don't know. But I don't think she doesn't care. Doesn't not care? I think she cares. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing. She's killed someone.
Yeah.
So there is... That's just not going to go away in the storyline. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I imagine that's going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not... It's not the last we're going to hear of Deputy... Assistant Deputy Allen. Mayor. Yeah. Deputy Mayor Allen. So definitely a turning point for Faith's character, what was going to happen with that? We'll have to see. But okay, so that was the end of the episode. So my favorite quote was Faith's famous line, want, take, have.
Mm.
It's just iconic. It's very Faith. And it's like one of her most, besides like 5x5, that's like her favorite. Mm. That's like her most famous line, really.
Okay. Yeah.
And then my favorite scene is when Buffy meets Wesley, that whole scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was really cute.
Yeah, I loved that. Like, the whole dynamic between the three of them, I think it was so funny. So, yeah, those are my favorites.
Okay. My favorite line was when Buffy and Faith were fighting in the graveyard, and they were trying to do that, you know, count of three thing, and Buffy doesn't count all the way, and Faith just jumps in, and then afterwards, Buffy says, count of three isn't a plan, it's Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Like, that wasn't a plan. Like, this is just, you know... Like,
really basic. Really basic stuff. Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And then, I think my favorite scene is the same, actually. When she, like, that whole interaction when she first meets the new Watcher is pretty funny. Anything with the new Watcher and Giles was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. They are so funny together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so my stake rating is actually 4.1.
Okay.
I don't know if this is good or bad, but I said, like, gross villain. I don't know if it like helped or
yeah, I know. I feel similar.
Mm-hmm. He's I don't like I'm like it was unique, but I could really look at him.
Yeah.
He's so nasty. Mm-hmm. He was nasty. Buffy goes wild, which is kind of interesting. We have never seen this side of Buffy before, so it was interesting to explore a little bit.
Yeah.
See if anything else happens with it. Yeah, so it's a big deal. I mean, obviously Faith killed someone. And yeah. that's going to have far reach. I think the two like most far, like things are okay. When I was saying that, like this episode, I think is the first one half past the halfway point where like direct things are going to, that are happening in this episode are going to affect this finale. One is Faith killing somebody. Mm. And the other is like the mayor, something's going on with the mayor. Yeah. Like the mayor is working on something. Yeah. And so like those two things are definitely going to affect the outcome of the season. So that's a big deal. Like in hindsight, when you get to the finale, you'll be like, oh yeah, this was an important episode, but on its own, it was like, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair. I gave it a 4.
Okay. So we're in the ballpark. Rating.
Yeah, actually, okay. Which is funny because usually when you rate something low, I rate it quite a bit lower than you do, but, yeah, I actually didn't mind this episode. I liked a lot, like I liked how they brought Faith in for a lot of this episode. They did some more character development with her. It was interesting how she killed someone. And I'm very curious to see what happens in the future with that. I do think she's going to be remorseful. Like, I think she's going to have to work through that. I think I'm hoping she's just in denial and she's not really accepting what happened yet. Anyway, yeah, like you said, the creatures, gross, interesting, gross. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, same. I felt the same. The Illuminati? Illuminati, I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Illuminati. Right. Yeah. I kept saying Illuminati. It's Illuminati. Yeah. My bad.
I mean, so close. Like
the bowels, man. Yeah. Okay, so I thought they were kind of interesting. The whole best part of the episode for me, yeah, was just when Buffy was introduced to Wesley Wyndham Price. That was just so funny. How she's just like, is he evil? Like, do I have to deal with this person?
I like when she says that and Wesley says, oh yes, Gwendolyn Post. We all heard. Like it got back through the like gossip of the council, like the gossip grapevine of watchers where everybody heard about that disgraced watcher coming and fooling everybody.
And then just that line about the cookie, that was really funny too.
Cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Cookie was just cute. And then yeah, just the whole bad girls thing. I don't know. Like I had slightly torn thoughts on that too, because it was just like, it was interesting, and to some extent I liked it, but also I was enjoying it because I thought it was just part of the setup for the episode. I didn't realize it was actually like that
genuine. Yeah.
I thought it was part of them, like some sort of evil takeover on their, I don't know, like, I think stealing stuff. I was like, what?
I would have liked more if Buffy had given a little more pushback, but then I guess gave into it. But yeah, pretty like, I feel like when they broke into the
that was a lot.
Place and like Buffy just was like, hope they have insurance. Like that's all, that's like literally like all she really said. Like,
yeah.
I think if her pushback had dwindled throughout mm-hmm. the episode, but she was giving way more pushback in the beginning, it would have been mm-hmm. a little bit more tolerable.
Or maybe if they didn't go quite so far.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So I'm hoping that is over. I'm over it.
Okay. All right. Okay, so your question for the next episode called Consequences, wonder that could be a reference to.
Who knows?
A new crush develops between two characters.
What?
Who are they? And I will give you a hint. They are, we've met both of them already. Like, okay, there's not like a new, that. It's not okay, like no, in like next episode, Cordelia meets a new person. Like a new student or whoever, Buffy or Xander meets a new person or whoever.
I'm scared to say this, but I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like at some point a really long time ago, you kind of alluded to this, but I don't know if you meant to do that or not.
Okay.
But I kind of got the feeling that maybe at one point you were kind of talking about Buffy and Xander.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't make sense because I don't think they could ever get together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be Xander and Faith because they slept together and Faith was just very whatever about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be Xander and somebody. It's Xander. I just don't know with who. It could be some other character that we've met that I just, I don't know, that we don't
see. It's not like part of the core group or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Amy or something. I don't know.
Right.
Buffy and Xander just seem so not okay to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get together. I guess I'll say Buffy and Xander.
All right, for lack of a better guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right, Buffy and Xander. Yeah. Okay. Going down to Lover's Lane in this next episode, apparently. We will see. Okay, so that wraps up season 3, episode 14, Bad Girls. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps and YouTube and Instagram at One Girl and All the World Pod. You can also email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 15, Consequences. Ooh. Slay you real soon.
Bye. Bye.